We're going to start move over to a conversation here again, and I'm just going to, folks, I'm just going to count on you to keep those phones ringing and keep those pledges coming in online, and I'll come back and give you an update in a little bit. But again, my name is Steve Splonskowski. I'm here from Minnesota. I live 45 miles east of Fargo, North Dakota. I've been working in Catholic radio for 14 years. I was executive director for Real Presence Radio for the last 14 years. And then for the last year, I've been working for EWTN just as a consultant fundraiser for radio groups. And so I'm here helping this week. I was in San Diego 2 weeks ago, and I will be in Charlotte next week and Raleigh the following week. And so just kind of moving around and helping you all do this great work that you're a part of. So thank you so much for being a part of this great work. In studio, we have Christine Faluco and Kathy Schneider. And I want to come back to both of you kind of centered on a theme of receiving, you said, Christine, receiving healing each day. And Kathy, you really kind of talked about each day moving forward in that just being faithful to the Lord. And I love that's one of my favorite phrases from Mother Teresa. Like, we're not called to success, only faithfulness. Let's talk a little bit about that. One of my favorite stories in Scripture is in Exodus when Moses is leading the Israelites out of Egypt. And they're in the desert, right? And suddenly they see Pharaoh's army thundering after them. And they turn to Moses and say, why did you bring us out here to die in the desert? We were happy by our flesh pots. And of course, they were slaves in Egypt. And he looks to the heavens and says, you know, oh Lord, what do I do with these people? And the Lord says, why are you crying out to me? Keep moving forward. And so that phrase from Scripture then reminds me of St. Junipero Serra, his line. And he's founded the missions and up the California coast. I actually got to see his first mission last week. His line is always forward, never back. Always forward, never back. And so this phrase, each day, receiving healing each day, moving forward each day. The grace of the moment is available each day. Talk about that a little bit, Christine. Expand a little bit more about that receiving this healing each day. Tell us a little more your story.
Yeah. So it is true, the healing each day. And it's interesting that the moving forward piece of it, what I found was for some reason or another, there was just this really divine inspiration in me to keep going. And there's so many different scriptures that came to mind as I was thinking about that. And there was this, nothing is impossible for God. It's one of my favorite scriptures, and I lean on that often. And so I have found that he is really true to that. And I have found, too, that in the Eucharist, he shows up in different ways. And so there have been times when I've actually gone to Mass and have received the Eucharist and have left and have literally been on a cloud, really. And just walking as if everything is joyful and perfect. And the minute that I have found myself questioning that, that's when I've come down off of that cloud. And then the times when I've tried to recapture it, it doesn't work either. It's just the true abandonment and trust in the Lord is when I have found that healing really happens every day. So for me, with the suffering that I had gone through, I found that if I would go to Mass every day and literally put my sufferings on the altar and give it to him, then he would show up for me in the way that I needed, especially when it was complete abandonment. And there were times when it was truly, I felt like I was going to fall asleep, really, right then and there at work, because I was so exhausted and didn't know how I was going to make it through the day, or was even fearful of driving because I was so exhausted. And it was really the Eucharist. It's almost like I can't even put it into words what would happen. But literally, I would all of a sudden just, it's almost like I had gone to sleep in Mass. And then when I received that Eucharist, I came out refreshed and awake. And it's almost as if I had slept for like an hour or two and woke up from a really deep, strong nap. And it's a miracle. It truly is a miracle. It's only God that can do something like that. And it was only in just completely giving it to him and letting go that that would happen.
Kathy, can you talk to us a little bit more about that, that daily moving forward and being okay with not being successful, but faithful?
Right. Yes. One of our dear prayer warriors that comes to the sidewalk with us, he likes to say, when we show up, God likes to show off. I do like that because we have seen so many prayers answered on the sidewalk outside the abortion clinic. Just a couple of days ago, we prayed, we like to do the flying novena prayer, and we literally like got up from the last, you know, you give the, after the ninth one, you do a 10th one in Thanksgiving for answered prayers. And we were like literally standing up from kneeling and praying it. And here comes this woman out like waving like, I'm not going to do it, you know. And so sometimes God has immediately answered a prayer that we have seen.
And the flying novena prayer, for our listeners who don't know what that is, tell us a little bit about that.
Yes. I'm not really great with, I believe it was maybe from Fatima. I don't even actually know where it originated.
Mother Teresa
from.
Did it all the time.
She, yes. Yeah. Okay. But anyway, it's so beautiful. It's the most gracious Virgin Mary. Never was it known that anyone who fled to your protection, implored thy help, or sought thy intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, we fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, our Mother. To thee do we come, before thee we stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not our petitions, but in thy mercy hear and answer them. And you recite that 9 times like you would do a novena, but then you stop and you say, now we say in thanksgiving, we will recite another one and we thank you in advance for these answered prayers. And then we say the 10th one for a thanksgiving. And that's been so beautiful. And the very first time we ever did that, someone said, let's pray the flying novena. And I was like, okay, sure. And I'm thinking to myself, what in the world is this prayer? And then this girl starts reciting. I'm like, I know that, but I didn't know there was a thing like this.
Yeah.
And
so it's a memorari. So if you want to look up the memorari, the memorari, you pray it 9 times for your intention. And then the 10th time in Thanksgiving. And Mother Teresa is I believe she coined the phrase, the flying novena, with it. She actually prayed this when she was in Fidel Castro. She was looking for a place to have a home. And he said, no, no, no. And she went back and they prayed the flying novena. And he came back and said, here's a spot for you. I mean, so the specific stories that she used this flying novena for response from Our Lady. So that's the flying. Go continue the story.
So the very first time this woman recommended it to pray it, we had to say that right then. It was just beautiful. So, I think just looking at how God really kind of equips the called, and that he doesn't call the equipped, but, he really equips us to do what he's calling us to do. And so I think a lot of just listening to the Holy Spirit and not being afraid to kind of take a deep dive into something that you have this little nudging toward. And, if that's really what you're called to do, God will make a path for that to be something he really wants you to work in that ministry.
Folks, this is inspiring conversation. We want to continue this conversation. We need your help to continue it. We've gotten a few calls, but I'm going to need some more. So here's that phone number, 470-508-1160, 470-508-1160, or online, thequestatlanta.com, thequestatlanta.com. Help us continue this work. You can join Susan, who gave online. Susan, thank you for that gift. Lisa also gave online. Let's see if I got some towns here. Susan, she's from Atlanta here, and she gave online. Also, Lisa, in honor of Kathy. So, Kathy, that's a gift in honor of you from Lisa. She's from Louisville, Kentucky.
Yes, that's where I'm from, my hometown.
There you go. Also, Christine gave. She's from Marietta. And Mary gave online. Thank you for that gift from Houston. Is there a Houston, Atlanta, or is that Houston, Texas? Houston. Well, that's a long way away, but thank you, Mary, for that. John Ketter also gave, and he's from Peachtree Corners. So, John, thank you for calling in. Folks, you can join Susan, Lisa, Christine, Mary, John, and all those others who are helping this work by calling 470-508-1160, 470-508-1160, or giving online at thequestatlanta.com. We've been talking about really living each day, receiving each day, and Christine, you mentioned the word abandonment, and I just love how the Lord prepares things. I gave a talk at a men's group in San Diego when I was there, and it was on abandonment, staying with the Lord. But one of the books that my wife and I read, we read a number of spiritual books together. She reads to me, I listen, because I'm kind of lazy and she loves to read. But one book we're reading is Abandonment to Divine Providence by Father Jean-Pierre de Cassade. And his book is Abandonment, the word to use, Divine Providence. And this is a piece of paper that's on my wall at home by my chair. So every morning I get up and I pray my rosary, and this is on my wall to remind me to live each day. And here's a quote that just blows my mind. So this is from Father Jean-Pierre de Cassade. It's in his book, Abandonment to Divine Providence. The present moment is ever filled with finite treasures. It contains more than you have the capacity to hold. The will of God presents itself to us at each moment as an immense ocean that no heart, human heart, can fathom. But what the heart can receive from this ocean is equal to the measure of our faith, confidence, and love. As the saints did, we should see that to each moment there is attached not only a duty to be performed, but also a grace to be faithful in accomplishing that duty. That's from Father Jean-Pierre de Cassade in his book, Abandonment to Divine Providence. Folks, there is a amazing capacity in each moment, available to us. And sometimes we sit in that moment saying, well, I wonder what I'm going to do next. But no, there are finite treasures. Finite means they're going to end. They're not infinite. Finite treasures in every moment. And the Lord is asking us to be faithful and to respond to those treasures. But we can only respond. I love this. An ocean, immense ocean of treasure. And it's equal. What we can receive is equal to the measure of our faith, our confidence, and our love. So I'm asking you, in faith, confidence, and love, to consider, what is the Lord asking you to do right now for the quest? What is he asking you to do right now? Well, I'm asking you to call this number, 470-508-1160, 470-508-1160, or you can give online, thequestatlanta.com. We're going to step away for just a couple minutes to give you a chance to give that call or to give online. But folks, what is the Lord asking you to do? Faith, confidence, and love. Remember that many cities, the Lord was unable to perform any works, any miracles in that city. Why? Because of their lack of faith. Do we lack faith? We don't. 470-508-1160. Give us a call now or give online at thequestatlanta.com. We will be right back.
Hi, this is Kathy Schneider from St. Bridget in Johns Creek, Georgia. I just want to tell you why I love The Quest. You know, I find each time I tune in, I learn new ways to love our Lord. I learn nuggets about our faith that sometimes surprise me that I didn't know. I've also found that listening to The Quest helps me evangelize my faith to other people. I like to say The Quest helps me be on fire with the Catholic faith, and it's definitely a blessing in my life each time that I listen.
The Quest presents Pro-Life Minutes.
Emotional consequences from a chemical RU486 abortion are often more severe than a surgical abortion. The abortion industry advertises that chemical abortions are easier and cheaper for women. The facts are, the woman becomes the abortionist by taking an abortion pill at home. She will typically have severe contractions and bleeding and expel the baby, usually in her bathroom. In a surgical abortion, she doesn't see the baby, but in the case of a chemical abortion, she sees the baby and must decide how to dispose of the completely formed child. The woman can be emotionally traumatized, her bathroom becoming a place of recurring flashbacks. This is extremely difficult for the woman and may cause PTSD. Knowing the truth saves lives. Let's show the world that every life matters by speaking up for life at every opportunity.
For more homegrown wisdom, visit thequestatlanta.com.
time to get your pledge in for our Saints Heroes of All Time pledge drive. As a 100% listener-supported station, The Quest relies on your donations to stay on the air. Tune in on October 12th through the 14th from 8 to 1 p.m. and 3 to 6 p.m. as local clergy and parishioners share inspiring stories of how God is working in their life while raising much-needed funds. You could show your support now and even dedicate your donations with specific hosts or guests. So please visit thequestatlanta.com to see the pledge drive schedule and to donate. Or you could call 470-508-1160. Your generous donation can help bring others to Christ. So please call 470-508-1160 to pledge now. Thank you for your support.
In today's world, cybersecurity is critical for your business. Award-winning VerseBright provides solutions to protect your company from hackers. For protection now, see VerseBright.com. That's V-E-R-Sprite.com. The Quest thanks VerseBright for their support.
Welcome back to The Quest, 1160 AM, station that you can listen to on the radio or the app or even the website at thequestatlanta.com. We're here with Steve and Kathy and myself, Christine, and we are talking to you about all of the wonderful heroes, the saints that have led us, that inspired us, and the many graces that are offered to us every minute of the day. And so we want to go back to Kathy. Are there some moments that you find particular graces, especially when listening to The Quest?
Yes, when we were just off air, we were just talking about, I downloaded the app quite some time ago, and so I'm able to carry my phone in my pocket and listen to The Quest when I'm not in the car or sitting at my computer, and that has been such a blessing because I continue to find nuggets of faith as I listen to the show. And so one example, one day I was listening, and I thought this was so beautiful. A priest was doing a mission at a church, and he was talking to the people, and he said, you know, we think about the Stations of the Cross during just Lent, right? And we think that, you know, that's what this is for, is a Lenten reflection. But he said, you know, have you ever really thought about, you can find ways to praise the Lord even with the Stations of the Cross all year long? And this priest said the most beautiful thing, and he said, every morning I open my eyes, I say, we adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. And he said, every day I say that when I wake up, and I say it before I go to bed, and I make the sign of the cross. And I just think it's a great way to praise our Lord. And this like giant light bulb went on, and I was like, oh my gosh, that's the most beautiful thing I ever heard. Like, I do love to praise the Lord. And so that is something that probably for a year now I've been doing, that I learned from The Quest. And so I do think there's just so many nuggets that you find when you listen to this channel that just really can affect your daily life, your walk with the Lord, and also maybe somebody else that you're in contact with, that you hear something and it's really meant for someone else, and you get a nugget of wisdom that you can pass on to someone else who might be in a place that really needed that. I had a beautiful example of that recently too. God just keeps working through this station. So we're walking with a mom who's having a lot of anxiety in her life right now related to not finding a job and being able to provide well for her family because of COVID and some things. And so I was listening to Greg and Lisa Popcheck the other day, and they were doing this show on anxiety. And this person called in, and they were saying about their anxiety, and they said, listen, I'm reading this great book about positive thinking to dispel my anxiety. And Dr. Popcheck was so funny. He was very sincere, and he was like, that's a very nice idea. But he said, you know, I just want to be honest with you and tell you that, like, all the positive thinking in the world, bad things are still going to happen, and we know that. And so the better thing to do, instead of trying to think positively, is to remember and write down all the ways that God has already provided for you in the past, and that he's not going to abandon you, and he brought you this far. He's always been at your side to help you, and this will help you not have anxiety because you can trust in God. With God, all things are possible, right? Just like you had said. So That was like such a beautiful, I could hardly write down his words fast enough on a little notepad in my car and to like tell this mother that I was going to see later. Like, I just heard this about anxiety. God, look at all the ways
he's
provided
for you. And that's living in the moment, isn't it?
Right.
That's exactly what that is when you're stopping and you're really reflecting on what is happening with the here and now. I was part of a prayer group last night and we were talking about how the challenges that people are facing right now and even all of us facing, and the importance of praise, which is one of the things that you mentioned, Kathy, and that is praising in the moment, even when it is tough, because that's just a reminder to us that the Lord is with us at all times. And how easy is it to praise him when things are going well? But it's when we're really suffering or challenged. And that's one of the ways that the quest can help so much is that encouragement, especially if you're having a hard time, because you can tune in and you can get the encouragement that you need, the inspiration, the prayer, something to pass on to somebody else that may be weighing heavy on your heart. How can I help this person? It's just another way that the quest can help you.
And folks, we need your help. We need your help during our pledge drive, and some folks are calling in. We've got a couple calls here. Brian called in. Brian, thank you for your phone call, and you'll see in honor of Kathy from Roswell. So, Brian, thank you for that.
That's my husband.
All right.
That's my sweet husband.
There you go. Brian, thank you so much. Also, another Brian giving in honor of Kathy from Johns Creek.
Oh, that's my prayer partner on the sidewalk. Yes.
You're good.
He's
Brian,
wonderful.
Thank you for that.
Thank you, Brian.
And then Tracy giving on also online from Louisville,
yes,
Kentucky.
My sweet friend. She's amazing.
All right. Thank you, Tracy. And C, I just got a C from Johns Creek also. Let's see, or C. Ross, I guess, is the name.
Oh, Carmen, yes, another prayer warrior from
Carmen.
The sidewalk.
All right,
these
thank
great
you for that.
People. Thank you, sweet people.
And then also Sue called in, thank you, Sue from Dunwoody, in honor of Kathy and Respect Life.
Thank you, yes,
so, Kathy, thank or Sue. You. Thank you so much for that. Folks, you can join in this hour by calling 470-508-1160, 470-508-1160, or as many of you are doing, giving online at thequestatlanta.com. Remember that mobile app. You can give right on that mobile app. So thank you so much for your support this hour. And we are in studio. My name is Steve, and we are in studio with Christine Faluco and Kathy Schneider talking about staying in the moment.
Yes, staying in the moment. It's so important. It's so important to think about all that the Lord is doing for us and all the ways that he can help us. And that is one of the things that so many of the saints have done for us is they've taught us to stay in the moment and to appreciate it. And one of the saints that I just love and adore is St. Padre Pio. And you think about all of the suffering that St. Padre Pio endured for us with the stigmata and all of the confessions that he would sit and listen to for hours on end. But during that time, he was always recalling the Lord and what the Lord was doing for us. And that is something that I believe strongly in doing. And it was actually just recently I was asking the Lord, what is it that you would like for me to do to help get my house in order? And what came immediately to me was pray more. And so he is looking for us to pray more. And I think especially during this time with everything that is happening in the world, he is asking us to come to him to really build up a one-on-one relationship with him. And the best way to do that is through prayer. And sometimes it might be tough for us to get going with our prayers, but so many of these wonderful saints have written prayers that can help jumpstart our prayer life. And I find Padre Pio to be one of those saints. He has a wonderful novena, and actually I have been praying his novena. My mother had given it to me, and interestingly enough, they just had relics of St. Padre Pio here at Holy Spirit Catholic Church. And again, it was another healing that I experienced when going to the relics and sitting there with a heavy heart, thinking about family and a lot of what is taking place in our world. And I just sat quietly with him. And that's the beauty, is often we can sit with the Lord and just hand over our heart to him. And some of the greatest healing can come from the internal healing. And so it's not always the physical healing that is going to change us and bring us the joy that we need, but it's that internal healing. And that is what I experienced through St. Padre Pio, literally a real heaviness that was in my heart was lifted during that time.
If you just joined us, you're hearing the voice of Christine Faluco, and in studio we have Kathy Schneider. My name is Steve Splonskowski. We also have Dom, and he just yawned. Dom, are we putting you to sleep over there?
No, you're not.
Oh, I got to turn your mic on.
No, I am there not sleepy go. At all. Thanks for asking.
Yeah. Dom, how was yesterday? I mean, yesterday was your first pledge drive day.
Yes, it was.
How'd that go?
I think the first hour went well, and the next 2 hours, and the next four the beginning of that day, it was great. And then the last hour, the one we took the break on, 12 o'clock, was amazing. And then, of course, the last few hours of the day was good.
Have you been interviewed on the air yet, Dom?
I don't think so.
Actually, no. Tell us a little about yourself. What's your last name again?
Yeah, my name is Dominic Villano.
Villano.
If you can tell, Villano sounds very Italian, so... Any Italians out there listening, you
love
know.
That.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, so I am currently right now in school. I am working for the Quest right now, so you'll hear me a lot, or maybe not a lot. It depends on when I'm going to stay on here. And I'm originally from Florida, so it's nice to be up here, and especially the weather. We have seasons up here in Georgia, so so it is nice to see, you know, the trees turn orange. And so I am currently working on school, doing things that the Lord asked me to do, and I'll see what happens in my life.
What are you studying?
Studying for database management. So, it's a little off what's happening here, but
you're managing audio databases, so that's
pretty
that's
much. So, yeah.
Good. Well, we're gonna be checking with Dom throughout the day a little bit, and you were on last night with the priest asking some questions, and so we're just gonna go back and forth. But he's sitting here all day running the board, making our breaks sound good, and keeping things
right. Hopefully, it sounds perfect, but
it's live radio, so folks, you just gotta get ready for mistakes, because you know how it works. Everything's live; you don't get to go back and re-edit it and start over. So you just gotta go with it. But thank you for listening, and Dom, thank you for your work.
Thank you.
Folks, we need your calls, 470-508-1160, 470-508-1160, or online, thequestatlanta.com. Again, I'm going to put it out there. If you want to consider a monthly gift, please consider a monthly gift. We're receiving a lot of one-time gifts, and I'm so appreciative of your one-time gifts. Thank you so much. I'm going to ask you over the next couple of days, though, as we do Pledge Drive, go back to the Lord, maybe a Padre Pio or your favorite saint, and say, okay, I gave a one-time gift. Should I call back and say I want to make that one-time gift a monthly gift? I'm going to ask you to pray specifically about that. Ask the Lord if you should make your one-time gift a monthly gift to the Quest. Only do what he says. I don't want to tell you what to do. I am not the Lord. I'll be very clear to you. I am not the Lord. But I do want you to be able to take in all of the graces that are available to you, these finite graces that are treasure of graces that are available to you at this moment. I want you to be able to take those in, and I'm asking you to consider stepping out in faith, confidence, and love. Mother Angelica, her definition of faith was 1 foot on the ground, 1 foot in the air, and a queasy feeling in your stomach. Okay? So Pope John Paul II, in his book Faith and Reason, Fides et Ratio, says faith and reason are like two wings of a dove. Now imagine a bird who has one wing. They're just going to, well, they're not going to fly, actually. And if they did, they would just fly in a circle. We need both faith and reason. And that's why I love Mother Angelica's description. 1 foot on the ground. That's reason. Okay. You know, it's like you got your foot on the ground. You can kind of see where things are at, but the other foot's in the air, 1 foot in the air. And that queasy feeling in your stomach is faith that is only required when you don't know what's going to happen. If you know what's going to happen, you don't need faith. You have knowledge. Okay. So that foot in the air, if you're a little queasy about making your one-time gift a monthly gift, that could be faith. I can't say that it is for sure. I want you to ask the Lord, but I'm going to ask you, anybody who has given a one-time gift yesterday or one-time gift today, would you consider making that one-time gift a monthly gift? Pray about it. Give us a call, 470-508-1160, 470-508-1160, or online, thequestatlanta.com. Again, we're in studio talking about staying in the moment and just living in that faith. And so, Christine, if you want to just kind of, or Kathy, actually, well, let's talk a little bit about this, again, more of this faith in action in your life.
So, I just think some of the things that I have been able to act out in my life, I've been given the courage through faith to do. And some of those nuggets have come from, you know, what I'm finding here on the station. You know, one of the things I love the little Christopher minutes that they do, and it'll give you like a little, you know, snapshot of somebody who did something amazing in their life that was, you know, maybe started out small and grew to something big or whatever. And little things like that help you, I think, help me live in the moment more to be able to say, gosh, look at this person who, you know, he shined shoes at the children's hospital and he kept all of his tips and he gave them to the children's hospital every year. And over the course of his life, he gave, you know, $400,000 or something crazy in his tips from shining shoes, you know? And so like our little bit of faithfulness can go a long way. And so, I just feel like some of the things that I'm finding here, especially when we talk about the saints right now is, you know, looking at what the saints shown to us in terms of shining light in the darkness, you know, like Padre Pio, other people that had endured such sufferings, but still were able to cling to the Lord. And so I feel like the nuggets that I get from this station help me shine light in the darkness of the world because, you know, as Steve was saying earlier, I do feel like when you receive the Eucharist and you're walking close to the Lord, it's like that paralytic who picked up his mat and was jumping and leaping and praising God. Like that's something that I feel like this station gives me the joy to do that, to proclaim more, to be more bold in my faith when I'm out and about. And, you know, the state of things in the world right now, I think we need a lot more joy of Christ in the darkness and to encourage people in their faith and their trust when the world tells you to rely on you and you're the only one that's reliable and the only person who can never let you down is Jesus Christ. And so, you know, every other human is just that human. And so I think that this faith, this channel helps me be able to have that faith and to just shine that out there because I do think we need more of that shown in the world. This morning, there was a little quote from St. Elizabeth Ann Seton that was in the Daily Reflection. It said, cheerfulness prepares a glorious mind for all the noblest acts of the day. And so, you know, just a good reminder, you know, like when you're at the grocery store and you see somebody and they don't look good, you know, just that smile, that little joy of the Lord. If we're really walking close to him, can other people see that? You know, do they see that in the way you're living, in the way you're reacting to people, in the care that you take to, you know, when you're in the line at McDonald's to get, you know, a soda kind of thing. So I think the station is helps that, and the nuggets that I get from listening have really helped me walk my faith better and live it better, I think.
I completely agree, Kathy. And one of the things that I've experienced with the quest is just an upliftment of either what I need to do or a lesson that I need to receive. You know, the quest is such an amazing, I feel like it's this hidden treasure that I want to just be able to scream from the rooftops about the quest and all that it has to offer. A dear friend of mine, Linda, had reached out to me and she's the one that really got me involved in the quest. And she said, hey, can I talk to you about some social marketing that they're interested in? So I said, absolutely. And as she described to me what it is that was really needed around this social marketing, I said, you know, gosh, I think what they really need is a marketing plan. That's what's coming to me. Little did I know that here in my saying yes and helping out, all of the gifts that were going to be unlocked to me through the station, I have just continued to meet one incredible person after the next, people who are just so doing what they can to follow the Lord. And I love the description that Steve gave about one foot on the ground, one foot in the air, and that queasiness in your stomach, because I believe that is living a life of adventure, really, with the Lord. And that's what I love about the Lord. And I love adventure. I love trying new things. And so stepping out and really helping the quest was an adventure, but it has unlocked this whole new world for me. And that's what I invite people to do, is to not only listen more to the quest, and whether it is as you're getting ready for work in the morning, you are in the middle of the day, there's a great time to turn it on, or even on a Saturday or Sunday, there's just so many nuggets that I have found. But we just ask you to help us so that we can continue to get the word out, continue to teach, continue to inspire, continue to educate. And we can do that through your donations. So if you will, please help us by calling 470-508-1160. And you can also go online to thequestatlanta.com. And as Steve had shared, there's a number of ways that you can donate. Through a monthly donation would be wonderful. A one-time donation. We've had a number of listeners that have come in. We have one generous anonymous donation that has been a monthly donor. We're so grateful for that person. We have Lynn, who has donated during this hour. And so we just ask you, please keep dialing the phone number 470-508-1160 to help this wonderful station bring such great news to so many people.
I was going to say, if you're pro-life out there, call in and make a pledge, man. Let's do it. Let's get the pro-life people out there involved and get a lot of people donating who are pro-life, which should be all of you listening. I don't know if you've heard any of the pro-life minutes, but a small group of us recorded, we didn't record, one of these young, wonderful studio people recorded, but we wrote, I believe it was 43 pro-life minutes, just a moment, little education on something pro-life, and the quest will play these sporadically throughout the days and weeks. And I think that is such a beautiful thing, because I think the majority of people out there are pro-life, but they don't really know how to defend it. And so we gave them some talking points, and the quest is getting that on the air. And so as you listen, you can even learn a little pro-life apologetics that helps you be able to defend our faith. Why do we say from womb to tomb, these babies, all life is precious, you know, and ordained by God and it's a gift. So I just love the every part of the quest. And that was something that, you know, was asked about, and they came and asked if we would be open to doing it. And so a shout out to Mary Clausen and Brian Bamonte and myself, who wrote those and worked hard to get those on air, and the beautiful voice of Annie, who recorded them. So again, if you're pro-life, like, we're helping get that message out. So call in and make a donation. 470-508-1160.
470-508-1160 or thequestatlanta.com. And Christine, you just mentioned about being in an adventure. And there was an interview with Archbishop Chaput on EWTN about two months ago. And they gave him a kind of an award for the new evangelization. And here's what he said. The world around us has changed and become so much more difficult than it was before. The temptation then is to despair, or at least to be discouraged. You stop seeing life as an adventure, but just something you have to endure. So I encourage people to be enthusiastic, to be zealous, and to find friends who are the same, so they can give, so that they don't give into discouragement, and they make the world that God is giving us a place where His word can be proclaimed with joy and confidence. He's saying, the new evangelization, rise above discouragement and despair and maintain a sense of adventure. It's an adventure. Don't be afraid, folks. And
here,
let's enter. We have 5 minutes left in this hour. And so prior to the pledge drive, Carol went out and made some phone calls. And there was a donor who said, you know what? I want to encourage monthly giving. So here's what we're going to do. for the next 5 minutes, that donor is going to double any monthly donation. So for the next 5 minutes, anyone who calls in and gives a monthly donation, a sustaining gift, your dollars are going to be doubled. Okay, so if you give us $1, we get two. Call in and give us a monthly gift right now, 470-508-1160. 470-508-1160 or online, thequestatlanta.com. Any monthly donors, doubled your dollars. So give us a call now.
And one of the things you can think about doing is as you're thinking about the monthly donation, those who love these saints that we've been talking about, please think about making this donation if you love Padre Pio, if you love Our Lady of Fatima, if you love any of the saints that we've been talking about. Elizabeth Ann Seton is another one that has been mentioned. We have talked about Saint Faustina. These are all wonderful saints, and I'm sure there are so many people out there who also find these saints that have helped them, that they pray to them, that they are ones that encourage them through reading of their books, through reading their novenas, through praying the prayers that they have passed on to us. We invite you to call 470-508-1160. What a wonderful donation that somebody has made, inviting us to up the challenge and to accept the challenge, really, and to become a monthly donor. You will not only enrich your life, but you're going to enrich the lives of so many.
And just think, like, what if you gave up, like, maybe you go and get some kind of frappe latte thing or whatever every day. Well, what if you say, one day a week, I'm not going to get that. And gosh, somebody told me the other day, one of theirs was like $9, something they get. So, I mean, what if you say, okay, for $10 a week, I'm going to sacrifice like one of my little treats, and I'm going to give that to the quest, you know, instead. So $40 or $50 a month that you could give just by just giving up one little treat in honor of a saint, your favorite saint, or to be able to say, I want the quest to further its mission. I want to help them reach more people. Like, what kind of little sacrifice could you make in your life? What is it that you like? Could you give up something and instead use that money toward the quest to help them further the mission? And like, you know, Mother Angelica used to say, keep me between the, you know, what, your electric and your light bill, you know, kind of thing. Like, you know, you got to keep the lights on. We got to keep the switchboard going. So keep those panels lit up by making a little sacrifice. And you know what? When you sacrifice, the Lord blesses that. He will bless that. And you won't even miss it. It will be a great thing to do for someone else.
It is so true, Kathy. I've experienced that too, where just had that nudge to give some money to somebody. And it was shortly thereafter that all of a sudden, you know, I received all kinds of blessings myself. And so we just want to invite those folks, especially for some of those parishes that we have mentioned. For so many years, I have been a member of the Cathedral of Christ the King, and I just want to reach out to my fellow past parishioners who are still very near and dear to my heart to call in and make a pledge to the quest by calling 470-508-1160.
470-508-1160. Folks, also remember, today is the Miracle of Fatima, October 13th, the Miracle of Fatima. So you mentioned Our Lady of Fatima. And on these special days, I had a friend in seminary, Father Brian Moan, and he loved Our Lady, and he'd say, on Our Lady's special days, I want you to ask the Lady for a special gift today. Oh. And I said, oh, okay, yeah, well, for souls. He said, no, ask her for like an ice cream cone. She wants you to ask. She's your loving mother. It's her a special day. So folks, today, a special day, Our Lady, she procured through her son the miracle of the sun in Fatima on October 13th, over 100 years ago. Ask Our Lady for a special gift today.
Yes.
Something that you would like that shows her maternal care for you. And we're also asking you for a special gift. A monthly donation, if you would consider a monthly donation. If you can't, I understand one time is okay, but I want you to step out in faith. I don't want you to miss the opportunity. Step out in faith, confidence, and love, and give us a call, 470-508-1160, or give online at thequestatlanta.com. Christine, you're going to stay with us next hour, but Kathy, you have to step away, so thank you, Kathy Schneider,
welcome.
For being
here. Great to be here with y'all.
Yeah, awesome. Folks, we're going to step away for a legal ID, but the phone lines will stay open, 470-508-1160 or thequestatlanta.com. This is AM 1160 WCFO East Point, Atlanta, The Quest.